All right. We carry on sans Joe. But we shall get Joe back. We'll get Joe back.
Okay.
Joe's taking halftime. Joe's taking halftime to look at a corpse.
Yeah.
Never understood that thing.
I totally understand that.
You know, the last time I saw Larry DeFelice was at the wake we went to.
Oh, gosh, yes. Yeah, so, me too.
Yeah, so going to wake's never good for anybody.
No.
That's what Jews don't do. So, all right, lots of things lots of freedoms are on the chopping block.
I don't like this.
Well, I'm not taking away any of your freedoms. So we'll talk. This is a big story, actually, what's going on in Georgia right now. This is about the vote.
Yeah.
Got a couple of these about the votes, and then we'll go down to, yeah, well, some of them are pretty asinine as we get going. I don't think suppressing a vote is ever good, though.
But. No.
So Georgia voters who had cast ballot in recent elections may no longer be registered. People who tried re-registering with about 1 month left before the November election that will decide a governor's race and some competitive U.S. House races. So there's 53,000 on hold. 53,000 applications that are in limbo right now.
Right.
With one of the candidates for governor, the Republican, is Georgia's Secretary of State Brian Kemp. So he's in charge of the election, and he's running for governor.
Yeah.
Many people on that list, which is predominantly black, I believe 70% of the people on that list are black, and his opponent is an African-American female.
You don't say.
Yeah, so they feel the African-Americans be more inclined to vote for her. It's a very close race right now.
Mm-hmm.
So 70% of those people are black, may not even know their voter registration has been held up. So this past Tuesday was Georgia's deadline to register and be eligible to vote in November. Kemp, who's also the Republican candidate for governor, like I said, is in charge. His opponent is State Representative Stacey Adams, and voting rights advocacy groups charge that Kemp is systematically using his office to suppress votes and tilt the election, and that his policies disproportionately affect black and minority voters. Kemp denies it vehemently. Through a process that Kemp calls voter roll maintenance, his opponents call voter roll purges, Kemp's office has canceled over 1.4 million voter registrations since 2012. Nearly 670,000 registrations were canceled in 2017 alone. Like I said, it's a dead heat. Kemp campaign spokesman Ryan Mahoney said in a statement that because of Kemp, it has never been easier to vote in our state, and pointed to a new online voter registration system and a student engagement program implemented under his tenure. Kemp is fighting to protect the integrity of our elections and ensure that only legal citizens cast a ballot, Mahoney said. Two main policies overseen by Kemp have drawn criticism and legal challenges: Georgia's exact match registration verification process and the mass cancellation of inactive voter registrations. Under the policy, information in voter applications must precisely match information on file with Georgia Department of Driver Services or the Social Security Administration. Election officials can place non-matching applications on hold. An application could be held because of an entry error or a dropped hyphen in a last name, for example. So, you know, if it was like a Helix hyphen Richter, and there was, and one place there's a hyphen and one place there's not, you might be put on hold and you don't even know.
Right.
Voters do not get notices that there is an issue with their registration. An analysis of the records obtained by the Associated Press reveals racial disparity in the process. Georgia's population is approximately 32% black, according to the U.S. Census, but the list of voter registrations on hold is nearly 70%. Kemp's office blamed the disparity on the New Georgia Project, a voter registration group founded by Abrams in 2013. Kemp accuses the organization of being sloppy in registering voters and says they submitted inadequate forms for a batch of applicants that was predominantly black. His office has said the New Georgia Project used primarily paper forms and did not adequately train canvassers to ensure legible, complete forms. I don't know how you could train how to write legibly.
I mean, I know. It's like, what do you mean exactly?
I mean, you could. Yeah, it should all be in print.
Yeah.
But even you would. I mean, I guess you got to go, well, everybody's got to have neat handwriting. I mean, I could not be one of those people.
Yeah, I could do it.
His office says the law applies equally across all demographics, but these numbers became skewed by the higher usage of one method of registration among one particular demographic group. I guess he's talking about African-Americans.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Voters whose applications are frozen in pending status have 26 months to fix any issues before their application is canceled and can still cast a provisional ballot. But critics say the system has a high error rate and decry the racial disparity that it produces. We've shown that this process disproportionately prevents minority applicants from getting on the voter registration rolls, Julie Houck, special counsel for the Washington-based Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights Under Law, said in an interview. With that in mind, she called it kind of astounding that Georgia legislators wrote it into state law in 2017. Houck's group wrote to Kemp in July, threatening legal action if Exact Match wasn't ended. Kemp's aggressive maintenance of the voter list has also garnered a threat of legal action. There is a lawsuit going on right now.
Yeah.
His office says that they simply conduct regular list of maintenance of the voter rolls to ensure election integrity as required by federal and state law. All of the affected records were inactive as a result of return mail, national change of address, and no contact list maintenance procedures. Kemp dismissed and derided the legal threat targeting the Exact Match policy, issuing a statement saying that with Election Day coming, it's high time for another frivolous lawsuit from liberal activist groups. His office said that since July 2014, election officials have processed over 6.4 million voter registrations and less than 1% remain in pending status. State Representative Barry Fleming, who authored the state law enabling Exact Match, said in a statement that's authorized under federal law and courts have upheld law in Florida. Here's my biggest thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think realistically, you see a conflict of interest.
Yes.
And there's been calls for Kemp to step down. You know what? Even if he doesn't want to step down permanently, because he might not win.
Right.
Why not just step down and go, you know what? I'm going to let somebody else handle this. I'm going to focus all my efforts on running for governor. That way nobody can say that I'm doing anything that's not right. Why wouldn't you just do that?
It's obviously a problem. Perception is everything, and it's obviously a problem of if it looks dirty, then you shouldn't be doing it. You should be stepping away from that process.
You know, it'd be bad enough if he had his deputy, whoever, do it.
Yeah.
But you know what? People would bitch me, go, hey man, what do you want me to do? This is the number two. I step down. You know, if something's going on, I have nothing to do with it.
Right.
That's what if you really didn't want to do anything shady.
Yeah.
That's what you should do. This guy should step down.
Yeah.
And focus on running for governor.
I mean, there really is a conflict of interest.
Yeah. I don't like this Exact Match. Like,
no.
I could see why they would have it, but when it's down to like data entry error,
mm-hmm.
that's a problem.
It is a problem, and it also, I mean, I don't know why it's skewing so hard towards African Americans.
Well, they said, according to Kemp,
they used one type of entry over others,
right? And when it comes down, if we're down to handwriting,
yes,
I do. Now I don't know much about this online registration,
right? I don't know either,
but I do like that they have it.
Yeah,
and so if I was this organization's, I'd be gearing people to that, and I'd have laptops with me because not everybody has access.
Right.
I know people don't understand this, but not everybody has access to internet.
Yeah, they don't.
Or computers. So you know what? If I was trying to get the vote, I would have hotspots.
Yep.
And I would help people register online on laptops. That's honestly what I would do, and that would get around this Exact Match. That being said, you're allowed to do it handwriting, and you know, I'm not saying the people who are doing the data entry are doing it on purpose. But I've read people's handwriting, and you're going to make a mistake. Oh, that was a Q? I thought that was an O.
Oh, and with a comma, and it was just, messy. But there's also the problem that I get that people move and they forget to update every place, you know, or they...
Oh, Joe was just telling us how he's still getting house. Even when you do update it, the post office keeps on sending to the house.
It will. And so, you know, there are problems with getting the mail to the right person.
We've been here like 15 years. We still get mail from the old people.
Yeah. I mean, every once in a blue moon, we'll get something from the previous owner's frequent flyer miles. She must not use that stuff a lot because we were getting that notification for a long time.
You can fly.
I'd have to use change my last name to Hines.
Well, change it to, Helix Hines, not that far.
Yeah, I know.
When we go to Vegas.
Yeah, that's not hard. Hey, where was that last thing I put?
it's an airline ticket. It's not registration. Oh, spelling error is fine. Actually, it's not. They'll hold you up if there's a mistake on your passport.
You're not getting on that plane.
It happened to my mom. It's a federal case for lack of
it. Yeah, it kind of is. I do have a problem, though, when they're saying that they're not notifying people that it's been... undone. If they can't notify them, it's one thing.
Right.
But if they're not, they're just like, well, we don't want to spend the postage on sending something out to people, letting them know. I know. But I'm saying if whatever the reasoning behind not sending it out and notifying.
It smells like voter suppression.
It does.
You know?
It does. Because they, look, this... voter suppression and politics in general have been around since as long as we've been a country. It's not news to anybody that with gerrymandering
but it's
and
a problem
politics...
it's a problem the Supreme Court upholds it, which
it
is what we're going to be getting to next.
Yeah, it is a problem.
It's a problem when they uphold these
mm-hmm.
things. I don't like this thing where people haven't voted for a while and you kick them off. I mean, Donald Trump's a perfect example. People who were not engaged in the process came to vote for Donald Trump. That's one of the reasons why he won. Those people were not accounted for.
Right.
People had no idea that they hadn't voted in a bunch of elections. They weren't involved in politics. Donald Trump spark something.
He got a lot of disenfranchised voters.
Same thing with Obama. A lot of people voted for Obama.
Yeah, a lot of young people.
Right, who had never been engaged in the process before.
Right.
So I don't like this. You're not active.
So now we take away that right from you.
It's very weird that we pride ourselves on being a democracy and we make it hard to vote.
Well, I think by design.
Well, I've said before, a lot of people agree with me. People are saying, we have everything else as a national holiday. We should make elections a national holiday.
Hey, fucking men.
People, yeah, because it is our duty.
It's our civic duty to vote. It's obscene that people around the world fight for the right to have democratic elections.
We've had conversations. I mean, our show's on Tuesday nights. We've had conversations. I'll ask you and Joe, did you guys vote? And you guys are politically engaged, but very often it's no. You know, I had to go to work, and then I had to shoot up here. There was no time. Well, you know what? If Tuesday was off, then there's no excuse not to vote.
There would be no reason I wouldn't. The only, like, primaries I can't because I haven't – I'm an independent.
Well, that's why I voted – that's why I switched to a D up here.
Yeah.
That's a New York thing, which I don't like either. I had to claim a party
affiliate.
In New Jersey, I was an independent. I'd like to be an independent. But if I want to vote in primaries, you know, I don't like that either. But
when I lived in New Jersey, it wasn't an issue. Now it's like, what do you mean? So I might have to declare. I don't like that, though.
I like voting in the primaries.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So, well, now I'm going to have to do that to be able to vote in primaries. But the thing is that I don't like that you have an issue that if you don't do it often enough, and I understand why people feel like, what good is it going to do? I understand them getting like that.
Listen, the last election was 77,000 people.
That's perverse.
And 2,000, it came down to like a couple hundred people in Florida.
Ugh.
So, I mean, every vote does count.
And it does.
And you know, listen, I think it's better for the country if more people have a stake in the game.
Yeah.
If more people are holding who they voted for or voted against accountable. It's just better for the nation.
If you don't vote, you I mean, I'm not saying against First Amendment rights, please. But really, shut the fuck up.
Well, I mean, that's what people – well, I didn't vote for him. No, but you didn't vote, so what are you bitching about?
What are you bitching
about? They feel like they have an excuse to bitch because they didn't vote for somebody or against somebody. We're a healthier country. If more people are engaged, people die around the world for the right to vote, and we squander it away and we suppress it.
That's what I'm saying.
It's disgusting.
It is. I mean, well, there are a lot of things, you know, this country is coming to a galloping ruin, but in a lot of ways, it's true.
You know, and you know, listen, we could make it a lot easier. The last time, I guess for the presidential one, I voted early because I was out of the country on election day in 2016. You know, it was that important to me.
Right.
All right. So more voter suppression.
Ugh.
And this one was just upheld by the Supreme Court, Kavanaugh, which is one of the reasons why Murkowski, Republican senator – actually, she's an independent, but she was a Republican. She caucuses with the Republicans.
Okay.
She won as an independent, I think, because she got primaried.
Right.
And then so she ran as an independent, and she won. But Lisa Murkowski did not like Kavanaugh's view. He'd ruled or said something about Native Americans.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of her big constituencies up there. By the way, I like senators who take care of their constituents. Who just don't think nationally. Who are like, oh, yeah, these are my people. So, like, even, you know, Joe Manchin got a lot of shit for voting for Kavanaugh. And as a Democrat, you know, I wasn't thrilled. But then again, Kavanaugh was popular in his state. Popular in his state. So you go, well, it's political expediency. Yes, but he's also supposed to be representing those people.
Right, right.
So he's doing...
doing what he's supposed to do.
Yeah. So it's hard to get too mad
at
a situation like that.
Yeah. I think that if you are, you know, representing people, represent what they're actually saying and what they're feeling.
I think that's why so many people are angry at both sides. They don't feel represented.
Right.
On both sides.
Yeah. All
right. So we'll go to North... Native Americans are being prevented from voting because, you know what, they've had a pretty easy go of it so far.
Yeah, it's been really cushy.
The Supreme Court declined to overturn North Dakota's controversial voter ID law, which requires residents to show identification with a current street address. A P.O. box office does not qualify. A P.O. box office. Milwaukee. That's a different thing. Many Native American reservations, however, do not use physical street address. I did not know that.
I didn't know that either.
Native Americans are also overrepresented in the homeless population, according to the Urban Institute. As a result, Native residents often use P.O. boxes for their mailing addresses and may rely on tribal identification that doesn't list an address. Yeah, 13 P.O. over. No. Those ideas.
Oh, Jesus.
What, no?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not a good liberal. I see terrible things. Gonna have to run as a conservative.
There you go.
That's what's gonna happen.
You ruined it.
I ruined it. No. You can't vote in the primary. You're fucked either way.
Trevor Tom says, Davin switched to the D. Does the missus know?
She encouraged it, Tom. Thank you for asking. more free time for her to read.
The thrill is gone.
Listen, the more I'm on the D, the less she's gotta put up with my BS. Those IDs used to be accepted at polling places, including in this year's primary election, but will not be valid for the general election. And that was just a couple months ago, the primary election.
Mm-hmm.
And that decision became final less than a month before Election Day after years of confusing court battles and alterations to the requirements. Tens of thousands of North Dakotans, including Native and non-Native residents, do not have residential addresses on their IDs and will now find it harder to vote. Now, I must say, before I go with New York, you vote by where you by your address. That's how they break you up into your polling station.
Yes,
but where we live, you don't have to show your ID. They compare your autograph, your signature.
Yeah.
So you really don't need
ID here.
No, you don't.
No.
Which I think is better. Because how many people would want to fucking fake being me? I think that's a valid way to do things.
I do too.
I mean, in order to qualify for voting, you did have to show where you live.
Yes.
But then once you go into you don't have to have a...
You don't have to have anything with you but a pen. You don't even need that. They provide that.
So they will have the option of proving their residency with supplemental documentation like utility bills. But according to court records, about 18,000 North Dakotans don't have those documents either. Hey, you know what? Not everybody pays for their own utility bill. Somebody's got a rich uncle or you just don't. Or it's under your roommate's name.
They live in group housing.
Yeah. I mean,
whatever.
I mean, listen, homeowners think, oh, this is bullshit. But there are people that aren't as fortunate.
Right. They don't have the same setup as you. You have to think outside of your little suburban box.
Think outside your teepee.
Not everybody has the same setup as you.
Yeah.
There are situations which are real and valid that people don't have these things.
In North Dakota, every resident is eligible to vote without advanced voter registration, so people might not discover the problem until they show up to cast their ballot. That's kind of interesting.
That there's not enough publicity or there's not enough, exposure to this that they're going to show up and not be able to vote.
But it's kind of interesting that you don't even have to be pre-registered.
Yeah, that's...
I kind of like pre-registration, to be honest with you. I feel like there's more chances to check things on the up and up. I don't want voter fraud. It's not a big issue in this country.
No, it's not. Despite what some people have said.
Right.
It's not a big issue.
It's not a big issue. That being said, I don't want dead people voting and shit like
that. Yeah, no. Nobody wants that.
I don't want illegals voting.
No.
I do think felons should be able to vote.
I don't. I think that actually is a pretty good thing that they lost their right. That, you know what, though?
They are citizens, though.
They are citizens, but it's a punishment. You don't have a right.
Do they get it back when they're released?
No. Once you're a felon, you never get to vote again.
You
don't have a right to have a say in our society. The whole idea
shouldn't you be able to earn it back? I mean, after you pay, so maybe say you're in jail, you don't get to vote,
right?
But after you've paid your debt to society, shouldn't you get that back? You've paid your debt to society.
Perhaps you could. I mean, I think that there would have to really
give them cable TV.
It's not quite the same thing. But they're saying that as a society, the reason that was, I'm presuming, the reason that was decided is because they're saying you broke a really big law that we have. I mean, we're not talking misdemeanors.
But we know the way that, like you could be like a drug dealer. You could be in possession.
Well, that's the thing.
And that's a felony.
Our drug laws, in some ways, are...
Our laws are imperfect.
They are imperfect.
So that's what I'm saying. So I'm willing to meet you halfway and go, you know what? If you're in jail, you don't get to vote. But I think, after you've paid your debt to society, because it's supposed to be a punishment, and you've paid your debt, whatever the sentencing was, and you did it, whether you got it out early or not.
Right.
I mean, we want you to become part of society. We want you to be productive. We want you to rejoin the community and hold down a job because we don't want to have to support you with our tax dollars, and we don't want you going back to your life of crime.
Right. But then we also have the you know, laws when we have the sexual predators. They have to sign up.
But that's a sickness. That's a sickness.
It is a sickness.
See, robbing a bank isn't a sickness. I mean, maybe we'd have better, you know, even Jared Kushner has been big on this, you know, with prison reform. Mm-hmm. Rand Paul's been big on this. So it's not a left-right thing.
No, it's not.
Maybe if you had people who actually did time having stake in the game, maybe you would have more prison laws that made sense.
I don't think that this particular thing is the thing that's going to make them be good or bad.
No, I don't think it's. But I think if you're good, if we're assuming you've paid your debt to society, right. And now you can live amongst us,
right?
Now you're good. Why are we not letting you have that right back? You could be an alcoholic or high all the time and just never got caught for it, and you can vote.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, you can be.
Why are you pointing at me?
I'm not. You could be your wife. And nobody knows about it because your wife didn't report it, and you still can vote.
Yeah, true.
So it's not really a good people, bad people. It's like, who got caught, who did it.
It's who got caught.
Right. So yeah. I'm saying I'll meet you halfway. If you're in jail, you don't get to vote.
Right.
But if you've paid your debt to society,
maybe you could say, and you haven't reoffended within the last 5 years, now you get it back.
All right.
Something
up
like
with
that.
An arbitrary number.
Well, I'm just throwing that out there because I'm saying that
it just seems
there are a lot of people that reoffend.
Right, but they're going to hopefully be back in jail soon. So.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, I don't want you voting in an election and going back to your bullshit.
Yeah, it's like I don't want the crack dealer being able to vote and decide on who's going to run things for the people who are really behaving themselves.
But I mean, there's no intelligence test to vote, unfortunately.
No, there's not.
There's no being well versed in the issues.
No, there's not.
There's not. But, no. But we're like, well, every moron can vote, but if you get caught doing a crime, you can't. This seems a little arbitrary.
It does. Can I talk off topic for just a second?
Are you new to this show?
No.
And then I'm going to get back to these Native Americans, because they're not going to get fucked on this show the way they get fucked every place.
No, they're not. This will be brief. But, you know, if anybody read my blog knows that I'm shrink shopping, because
I didn't say that.
Shrink shopping.
There you go. Before you said shrink shopping.
Shrink shopping. What are you trying to do? I'm shrink shopping. But I've only had 3 sessions with the new person. And
this is a really weird place to bring this up.
No, it's pertinent.
Okay.
So you sound each other out. You know, I mean, I'm going to pay her so she can't kick me out. But I'm like
she
trying
could.
To figure out
if she does. If she doesn't think she could help
if she
you.
Can help me. Yeah, I know, and that's yeah, and that is going to be
I
difficult.
Haven't kicked you out.
No, and so I wonder what's wrong with you.
Many
but
things.
The thing is, she said to me that she hasn't watched or read the news in years. So we're talking about people who are not, you know.
But I understand why people are turned off by it. I get that.
You do?
Sometimes I wish I could shut off my brain.
Yeah, I wanted to see what you thought about this. I was like,
I don't think it's being a good citizen. I don't think it's being a good member of your community.
No.
I think at the very least, and this is where I'm bad, I'm not good with the local stuff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Which is where I probably should be more well-versed. But ever since we stopped getting the local newspaper a couple years ago. Yeah,
you don't know as much, yeah.
I don't. But listen, we're not an educated society. This
we're
is
not.
A person of higher learning. But to be honest,
you'd think?
The news is depressing.
It
really
is.
Whether you're left, right, or middle, it's depressing.
It's totally, because they don't have happy feel-good stories. You know?
I mean, listen, the president calling a porn star horse face, it's good for some shits and giggles. But
yeah.
At the end of the day, that's ultimately depressing, too.
Yeah, it is.
And then when
in a lot of ways.
And then she's going back and he's got a small dick. Again, funny.
Funny,
but depressing.
Yeah.
I get why people
don't we
out.
Have other things to spend our time on?
So
you
I
know?
Get why people, but I do understand why you would be concerned.
Yeah, I just kind of went, you know.
So is that disqualifying for you?
I have a couple of funny feelings, and that's not
that's
like
your clit.
No, she's nowhere near that.
She's not doing it right. It's the only reason I had a couch. See, I'd be an excellent therapist.
Yes, for hysteria.
People like to unburden themselves with me.
Yeah, but I didn't think the clip came into that.
Well, sometimes they suggest it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm sure. And how do you feel about that?
Depends what they look like, I'll be honest with you. Depends if they're very hygienic or not.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, not going down there for just anybody.
No, I
I'm a doctor.
How close are you to your last shower? I need to know these
yeah,
things.
Yeah, well, that's why I have a shower in the office.
Yeah, smart.
Yeah.
smart. Sorry, I just wanted to know, I wanted to see how you like. What was your knee jerk reaction to that?
I don't know if it's if I really like them.
Yeah,
it would not be disqualifying. If right. I was on the border, it could be disqualifying.
Like, exactly.
If I was looking for a reason not to be there. You know, like Seinfeld, when you're looking to pick people apart,
how they do in every
relationship. Yes. That would be, what's the deal with her? She has no idea what's going on. She thinks Gorbachev is still in charge of Russia and Reagan's alive. Ah, who are these people?
Well, I kind of went, there was a little bit of a record scratch in my head. I was like, what?
Yeah, that's...
I mean, amongst a couple other things. And I find her voice annoying.
Oh.
Yeah, really annoying.
Maybe she sang next to the church last night.
I think she was singing harmony or...
Was she nasally?
Scratchy.
Too much cock.
Probably.
Yeah, well, you're looking for an out, so there's your out.
Yeah, I'm thinking that I...
I mean, do you usually bring news? Like, do you come in and go, listen, I'm feeling depressed by what's going on in the world? Does that ever come into your sessions?
No, there was sort of I mean, I was also talking about some, medical situations. Not my own, but my brother's particularly. And she really didn't understand a lot of what I was talking about.
Like, medically she didn't understand, or she didn't understand what it meant to go from pimp to gimp?
No, she, like, I was explaining...
But she's a psychologist, not a psychiatrist.
Right, so she didn't have a medical degree.
Right.
But it was still concerning me.
You should still know what amputation is. You saw MASH.
Yeah.
Everybody saw MASH.
Or did you not see the last episode of Walking Dead?
See, now I would be disqualified from you, because I am not.
Yeah, you can't be my shrink.
I cannot be. But although sometimes I feel like I am.
The whole audience is.
Yes, you're welcome.
All right. Yeah. Thank you, everybody. But no, now this isn't a disqualif... I didn't mean to totally derail it. I just wanted to ask you about that particular thing. We have to get back to the Native Americans.
If you no longer respect them...
Yeah, I kind of lost a measure of respect.
Well, then if you're going, the whole reason for going to a therapist is you're going to somebody who you respect on some level.
Yes.
Because you think they can fix you.
Yes.
It's hard to be fixed by somebody you don't respect. You don't take your car repeatedly to a mechanic that can't change the fucking windshield wipers. you just don't. You're going to get something fixed because you feel that they have the expertise and other expertise to fix it.
Right. And I'm
like you don't go to a mechanic and go, you know, I'm not really into cars. No, you want some Hot Rod magazines running around there.
I also wonder why every time, this is the third time, that like each time I've been there, there are at least one, if not several, little clipboards with pens and new client things to fill out on the... I'm like, oh, how much turnover does she have? Does everybody hate your fucking voice? Maybe what's going on here?
Maybe it's like Amway, and like she wants you to recommend people. Bring a friend. Maybe it's a bringer couch.
It's a bringer couch. It's like a pyramid shrink.
You got to bring two sickos with you. Listen, you can't unburden yourself until you bring two other nuts with you.
I know. Well, that would be easy. Yeah. I have the pick of the litter in my friend
group.
You
really do. And, disturbing is, once again, I'm one of the more normal people you know.
Yeah, I know. And hold me. I'm so scared now.
No. Now, if you ultimately decide to leave this person, I could understand why that would be a factor.
Yeah.
But that's just because you're plugged in, and you become more plugged in because of this show.
Yes, definitely.
I think we've all become more plugged in because of this show.
Absolutely.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. So, okay, I just wanted to get your opinion on that. Sorry.
Do stuff like Name That Orgasm. Those are fun times, but...
They are.
No, we can't. All right. So, in North Dakota, not every resident is eligible to vote without advance. Let's see. Where was it? All right. North Dakota Senator Heidi Heitkamp. She had her own issue. Did you hear about this? What she fucking had to apologize for?
What did she do?
Apparently, she put out a campaign ad about sexual assault.
Oh, yeah. And she used...
She actually named the sexual assaulties. Without their permission.
Yeah.
And this is what I talk about all the time when I go, well, the good thing for the Republicans is they're running against Democrats. Because this is the type of thing that Democrats do. Although you got a guy in Pennsylvania going, I'm going to stomp my opponent in the face. He'll fucking win with that.
Yeah, well, one woman said, I didn't want to be on blast as a sexual assault
survivor.
And then
there was like people named who weren't even sexually assaulted.
Right, and so this woman said, and she was like, you know what? I might have voted for her before, but now I'm definitely not going to.
I can't say I blame her.
I can't say I blame her either.
Because best case scenario, you got, well, this bitch is incompetent.
Right. Right. It's like, or at least her staff is, and I don't want any part of that.
And there's only one man who can get away with being incompetent.
We know what that is.
Every other politician, when they do it, they step in shit. But there's one guy, the Forrest Gump of presidents.
Gets away with everything.
He does.
I meant to do that.
There's a video of him saying that. No, I didn't. Okay. Next story. One guy can do it. She's not that guy.
Yeah, I'm not paying $1 million.
I say it all the time. They all think that they're him.
Yeah.
They're not him. There's one guy that can do it.
No, this was just a complete blunder. And
yeah, stupid.
You think, you know what? This is something that is a lot of people hold dear. You know, that this is something that you would want to keep, you know, their counsel.
I mean, if we're going sexual assault, is that really the campaign? Is that the issues? Is that what you're going to do for North Dakota?
I know.
I mean, there's got to be more law. I'd be picking up on this voter thing. I'd be beating but I'd be like, they don't want you to vote. I'm here for you. That's the fucking message, not the Me Too shit.
Oh my God, she's got Native Americans. Don't they have plenty of stuff to be mad at the country about?
Yeah, I mean,
and rights to get back?
Listen, there's a time and a place for Me Too. I just don't know if it belongs in a campaign ad. I don't think we need to vote for you just because you have a vagina. There's other shit she could be running on, but she stepped in horse shit. She was losing already. I don't think she's coming back from
this. That was a big one.
Yeah, anyway. The Republican-controlled state government says the voter ID requirements is necessary to connect voters with the correct ballot and to prevent non-North Dakotans from signing up for North Dakota P.O. boxes and traveling to the state to vote for fraudulently. Nobody's fucking going to North Dakota.
Who the hell's doing this?
Does anybody really need to go to Bismarck? I mean, really? Nobody's fucking traveling. That's why they gotta stop with that shit. It's not Vegas. It's North Dakota.
Yeah, nobody is going there and renting boxes.
I get it if Florida wants to hit me with that shit.
Right.
Everybody knows Florida's up for grabs every year anyway.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's fucking Florida, so as long as it's not a hurricane, you might want to be there. You're North Dakota. Stop it.
Yeah.
Stop it. The liberals are not fucking hiking to North Dakota to fuck up your elections. You don't have enough granola in the state to make that shit worthwhile.
No, you know, there are Canadians that think it's a gas to go over the border and try to, like, you know, vote.
Come on.
There's not that many people.
No. Well, I've said for a while, we don't need two Dakotas.
I mean, compared to us, there are not a lot of people.
No, one Dakota is plenty. One Dakota is plenty. I've said it before. I said it. We don't need, and Wyoming, why? Wyoming. We just have states that don't have people. Merge them into other states.
Make it one big state.
We got a shitload of people in New Jersey, New York. Fucking send some of them to North Dakota. There should be a lottery.
Are you volunteering?
No, if there's a lottery, you lose. Fine, you live in North Dakota now. We'll give you 100G. Go to fucking North
Fuck
Dakota.
No. I'm not going.
I
don't want to go.
But the states where people don't want to live, you go, why do we even have a state there? And I'm not, it's not all flyover. I'm not saying it's flyover states.
No.
There's plenty of flyover states that have a fucking population and have cities and they have rural centers that are, they're big farming communities and shit's going on. So it's not just, I'm not trying to be that coastal snobbery, but there's just some states that a lot of shit isn't going on.
They're very scenic.
Fine. Doesn't mean they need to have a fucking state. Puerto Rico's not a state. There's more people in Puerto Rico.
I know. It's
Brooklyn's not a state. There's more people. According to Welcome Back Cotter, what is the fifth largest city in the country?
Is it really?
It was on the Welcome Back Cotter at the beginning.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I don't think it's true, but at least it's gentrified.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I can feel comfortable in
state. Yes.
Which is really what I need in a state.
Yeah,
is my comfort.
I do too. I need to be on a coast.
Anyway. So in 2016, a judge overturned the law noted that voter fraud in North Dakota is virtually non-existent. Because first of all, voter fraud is not really a big thing. Second of all, you're North Dakota.
Right.
I mean, come on. The state government says that residents without a street ID should contact their county's 911 coordinator to sign up for a free street address and request a letter confirming the address. This is how shitty things are in North Dakota. The 911 coordinator has time to field bullshit like this.
I know.
Because there's no emergencies going
on. Can you imagine them getting calls for this?
It's not a coordinator. It's one person answering the 911 calls. Are you fucking kidding me? I'll tell you one thing. The 911 coordinator in Florida and California, they don't got time for shit like that.
Yeah, but
Florida. Because they have emergencies.
But Florida, every one of the strange stories that we have, the people are in Florida or Pennsylvania. They're very, very busy with other things.
I think you need more 911 people in Florida and Pennsylvania. The state government, So a group called Native Vote ND has been sharing those official instructions on Facebook. Jamie Azure, the tribal chairman of Turtle Mountain Band of Chippewa Indians. Turtle Mountain Band. I'm not a big fan of their music.
Stupid.
Sounds like a fucking annoying folk music.
You have no idea. It's not a band.
I know. But if I just read it, there'd be no fucking humor in this dry story.
True.
Thank you. Asshole. So anyway, the Chippewa Indian says his tribe has been preparing for this shift ever since the law was passed years ago. But with the final decision coming just weeks before Election Day, the timing is horrible, he tells NPR. It's just a daunting process. The ID requirement change doesn't just affect the state and federal elections. It's also affecting Turtle Mountain's tribal elections because the tribe follows state and federal voting requirements. Azure's tribe is offering free tribal ID days when residents can get updated IDs with residential address at no charge. Native Americans can live on the reservation without an address. They're living in accordance with the law and treaties, but now all of a sudden they can't vote, Standing Rock Chairman Mike Faith said in a statement. Our voices should be heard, and they should be heard fairly at the polls just like all other Americans. The Bismarck Tribune reports that a Native American organization is working to come up with a last-minute solution for voters who would otherwise be turned away. Brett Healy, a consultant for Four Directions, another shitty boy band, which is led by members of South Dakota's Rosebud Sioux tribe, said the organization believe it as a common-sense solution. The group is working with tribal leaders in North Dakota to have a tribal government official available at every polling place on reservations to issue tribal voting letter that includes the eligible voter's name, date of birth, and residential address. In 2016, the Harvard Law Review found that Native Americans routinely face hurdles in exercising the right to vote and securing representation, and that the Voting Rights Act of 1965 was only a partial solution to the problem. To me, this harkens back a little bit to, remember, like, in the original the Constitution, you had to be a property owner?
Yes.
That's what it harkens back. And
it is. It's very gentrifying. It is taking away the rights of people who have not or don't live in traditional ways.
Right.
You know, I mean, now, Native Americans live in the most traditional ways. They had traditions that went by back before all the Europeans descend on them.
They were wrong.
But I'm just saying that, you know, who live in the, you know, 21st century American ways, what people expect to be the norm. But it's like, if you live outside of the norm, that doesn't mean that you're doing something wrong.
Right.
And these overreaching kind of, voter laws, they are doing a great disservice to this type of population. It's not right.
And you could even make the argument to go, listen, we need to know where you are. We're giving you the opportunity to have an ID, even if you live on a reservation. You can make that argument. Just hold it. We're inside of a month now. Just wait until after this election. Go, listen, the law goes into effect on whatever the day after the election is.
Right. So,
and after that, listen, then there's another election a couple months or 2 years or a year later. You got to get your shit together for then.
Right. We'll work out strategies for people who are homeless, people who live on tribal grounds, things that are non-traditional addresses.
It just seems like common sense, and that's why, again, it seems like voter suppression.
It does.
I mean, these people, Native Americans, are fighting wars for us.
Yes.
It's like, why are you trying to disenfranchise them?
This is the way it's been since Europeans have gotten here. That's what they do. By the way, North Dakota is the least visited state in America.
I guess that's why we don't have voter fraud there.
Yeah, because people aren't even going there.
It just seems like a whole lot of money to waste on legal fees and everything, because this has been going on for years.
Mm-hmm.
If there's a voter fraud, that's why I get upset when we try to solve things that aren't real issues.
Don't fix it and it ain't broke.
Exactly. There's other shit we can work on.
Yeah, don't we have other things? Aren't there other crimes or problems?
Now I think this comes back. I think we should have national voting laws, national standards. The states are good at doing some things, but why does every state have to have different shit going on and different requirements?
Well, now you're talking about the different. This is one of the issues that we've had since we've become a country, is because there were always people that wanted there to be one rule for everything, and then each state, because we were colonies.
We wouldn't have all these laws. You know what? You'd have, if you had a national voting law, you'd have lawsuits, and then it would be done. Right. There wouldn't be new shit going on all the time.
But there, but we'd run into the same kind of problems that we're running into here, where we would be trying to shove all of the square pegs into the round hole.
No, you just go, how can we be as inclusive as possible?
Yeah, that would be more a more permissive standard.
We have 325 million people.
Mm-hmm.
Of those, 120 million voted in the last election. Now, granted, not all 325 million are eligible to vote, but it's still not a high percentage of the population compared to other democracies. How can we do this so all the people who are eligible to vote can vote? And let the chips fall where they may. If more people are right-wing, so be it. More people are left-wing, so be it. Let the chips fall where they may. Just get people fucking voting.
Yeah.
Get them involved in the process so you don't have all these people so disenfranchised.
Yes.
That's why there's all the tumult in this country. Because so many people are disenfranchised.
Well, I mean, particularly people in North Dakota who, it turns out, it's illegal in North Dakota to take a nap with your shoes on. That's why they're angry. I looked up things about North Dakota because we both were completely ignorant about what's really going on in North Dakota.
I don't think I was completely ignorant at all. I think I was on point.
Well, one of the things,
I was ignorant to the napping law. I will give you that.
I know. It's illegal to nap with your shoes on in North Dakota. It's also illegal to go dancing in Fargo with a hat on.
Further proof that North Dakota does not need to be a state. Does not need to be. No, it's a waste of a state. Just have one state, Dakota. North and South Dakota.
Yeah, they don't even have towns or villages. They only have cities.
They don't even have major league sports team. Not well, any of the fucking major sports do they have a sports team. That's how you know you suck.
Yeah, there's like 3.5 people living there. So why did how they couldn't drum up a team? But I know what you're saying is that it seems, I mean, in a lot of ways, it's inconvenient and strange that we have we're like different countries in a country because every state rules itself.
Right, but fine. But when it's something, when it's a federal issue.
Yeah, like voting.
Like national elections. That's why, you know, when we're trying to pick our candidate, you got some that are caucusing and some that are prime. It's just fucking stupid.
It is stupid that there's so many different little bits that are different from one another.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, it is. Well, I also think that it's ridiculous that we have district maps that are changed. What's the purpose in changing a district map?
Just gerrymandering.
Gerrymandering. I know. It's trying to get your district to be more of one sort of people than another.
They should fucking use geometry. Make everything as close to a rectangle as you can.
Barring natural, you know, boundaries.
Just
this is what it is. I don't care who fucking lives there. That's the district.
Yeah. And you gotta win. You gotta win in that district. Hey, if you're blue and it switches red, it sucks. If
Too
you're red
bad.
And it switches blue, it sucks. If it's mixed, God forbid, and you actually had a run on local issues and prove that you're worthy of the job.
What?
God forbid. It's just
no.
That's why people get disenfranchised.
Yes, because it seems like
we. That's why I talked to Joe when we were talking about Kavanaugh. And I go, Joe, I don't understand why you're for this Kavanaugh. He's gonna be for the gerrymandering. You hate that shit.
Yeah.
You hate all the corporate money going into politics. He's gonna be. That's why I would say the right wing people go. He doesn't. I know it's sold as a Trump win, but you got to think about what you care about, and that's why I broke it down. I go, Joe, I know the gun issue. You're going to like him on the gun issue,
right?
And I get that, but there's other things that he's going to vote against. What you personally think, not what I personally think.
Right.
What you personally think. It's like, well, that's I don't get it. Why,
yeah.
Why?
No, because people, I do wish that Joe was here to speak for himself, but I mean, people tend to get so polarized in these things that they will shoot off their own foot to spite themselves. They're just like, I am entrenched, and even if that thing that they believe in is against what I want or what I believe in, I'm sticking to my side, my team.
People are too willing to give up their personal values.
Yes.
Which makes me think they don't really have personal values.
Or that they're so nebulous, you know, they're so changeable and
right,
fluid.
Right, which is why when people like try to pin me in the corner, I go, no, I've been consistent on this. When left or right, I don't like this particular thing.
No, I think that there's value because, you know, as humans, we learn and we grow and
absolutely.
We mature.
Absolutely.
And you can change your mind on an issue.
Yeah, but you don't change in a month just because your guy's doing it. Before,
yeah.
You know,
yeah, that's where I'm going.
People evolve.
Yeah.
And I'm fine with that.
Yes, but it's not just because
Listen, if you were anti-gun control your whole life and then something heinous happens and it affects you personally and now you want more gun control, that's something I can understand.
people do change their minds because something drastic, traumatic happens.
If you were
them.
Anti-religion your whole life, and now something you feel like something traumatic happened, and you turn to God,
you have a religious epiphany.
I get it. You know, there's certain things, but just because my jersey's doing it now, so I'm cool with it. Now that's where I can't.
Just for an example, one of the things in that one of the tidbits that I gleaned out of the stupid movie, The Runaway Bride. And that was with Julia Roberts and Richard Gere. And Julia. And
they did another one after Pretty Woman?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
It was unfortunate. But I sat through this thing. And one thing that was impressed on me is one of the things that Richard Gere, a journalist who went to cover the story of the woman who kept standing guys up at the altar, and they called her the Runaway Bride.
Vaguely remember this movie.
He went to her small town to see, what's up with this chick? Why does she keep doing this?
By the way, very handsome reporter.
Yes.
They did not send the fat slob.
No. They spent their A game.
Yeah, very handsome man.
Yes. And so one of the things that he noticed when he went around and he interviewed all of her exes or ex-fiancés.
This is a big story. The Associated Press dropped the ball not covering this.
It was a human interest story.
Quite the expose.
One of the things he noticed, because I guess it was one of his like little trick questions for interviews to get people to talk, or I don't even know. But he asked people how they liked their eggs. And every one of her exes that he interviewed said that she liked her eggs the same way that they did. And here's a person who, it was just one little snig, you know, vignette, but it's like she wasn't being her authentic self with each of these people. She was being who she thought he wanted her to be, so she would change the way she ate her eggs to match
a
him.
Lot of people do that. Women will do that for big cock. Guys will do that for good pussy. But none of these politicians are giving you cock and pussy, so I don't understand.
But I'm saying that somebody who's like not, and now eggs is a minor thing, but people.
It's not. You're starting 3 or 4 breakfasts a week with that shit.
God damn it, I want my egg white omelet!
It's a little much. Egg white omelet? I don't know if your pussy's that good. I gotta be honest with you. I mean, if you say scramble, I can wait. You could be a little sloppy and gappy down there, and I'll make you some scrambled egg. An egg white omelet, that shit better be on point. It better be tight.
Actually, scrambled eggs, awesome. Egg white veggie omelet from Dunkin' Donuts, great. But poached eggs are the thing, baby.
Again, you know what? I'll learn how to make an over-easy egg for you if that's some good poontang. If it's not, fuck it. You're getting powdered eggs, okay?
Powdered eggs? That is the lamest egg product of all.
Well, then tighten up that vag.
All right. Wait, I can't talk to you. I'm counting Kegels.
As well you should. You introduced me to Kegels.
I did.
You did.
We won't explain that.
No. No, I mean, I get that. You know, people want to be liked.
They do, but the thing is that if you do that, eggs are a minor point, but if you do that with your political beliefs or all of your core beliefs, if you're that mamby-pamby, that you will just be like, well, here's this person I believe in or this person I want to impress, the team I want to be on, so I'm just going to go with that.
People have a need to be part of something, part of a tribe.
Yeah.
Listen, I like playing team sports. It's fun.
Yes.
But they don't dictate who I am.
No, nor
but
should
I'm,
they.
But I'm probably a little bit more unique in that.
Yeah. No, you're very grounded in who you are and what your core beliefs are. Not everybody is, as we're seeing.
Right. Well, I guess that's why I was conflicted over the Hasidic thing.
Right.
Well, I didn't know how to process it. I didn't know where I should be on it because I saw both sides equally.
Right. And there are going to be issues like that where it's not going to be just like knee-jerk, how I feel about it.
Now I know which way I'm going. Whoever has the tighter pussy with the Hasidics or the people talking shit about them. Who's ever got the better poontang, that's where I'm siding with.
You know what? That really is a good marker.
It really
is. Yeah.
I give life advice.
I mean, that's not going to work for me, but...
I could. Don't knock it until you lick it.
We're still tucking eggs.
Whatevs. Pay to protest. Move on. Thank goodness you took us down that segue. Under the proposal introduced by the Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke in August, the administration is looking to close 80% of the sidewalks surrounding the White House and suggested that it could charge event management costs for demonstrations. Currently, the National Park Service is able to recoup costs for special events, but not spontaneous protests like the ones that typically take place in Lafayette Park across from the White House. These charges could not could include the cost of erecting barriers, cleaning fees, repairs to grass, permit fees, and the salaries of official personnel on hand to monitor such demonstrations, all tallied at the discretion of the police. Great, we're going to have, like, fucking cops with notepads?
Really?
The ACLU notes such fees could make mass protests like Martin Luther King Jr.'s historic 1963 March on Washington and its I Have a Dream speech too expensive to happen. I have a dream, but not at these prices.
I have a discount dream. I'm yelling across town.
But, you know, here's the fly in that ointment. If you have a Groupon, you can protest.
Yeah, there you go.
During the Vietnam War, the federal government attempted to impose similar barriers to citizens freely assembling in protest and were sued by the ACLU. In their ruling, the courts asserted that the fact that the use of parks for public assembly and airing of opinions is historic in our democratic society and one of its cardinal values. The White House sidewalk, Lafayette Park, and the Ellipse were unique sites for the exercise of those rights, they ruled, and therefore they could not accord deference to an executive branch to use of the White House sidewalk that is rooted in bias against expressive conduct. Basically, the executive branch can't say, well, I don't want you protesting against me, so you can't have a permit to go to that park.
Right, right.
The National Park Service has attempted to justify the proposal by pointing out that large protests like the Women's March overtax their abilities and place a heavy cost on the government. I got to tell you, I think this is because our president does not like dissent. And he's very conscientious of how things look on TV.
Yes.
And it does not look good.
Yes.
I think that's where that's coming from.
Oh, 100%. Listen, my idea is everybody who is, you know, if they're going to try to hit us up with fees, everybody pretend that they're there doing Pokemon Go and there's some really elusive character there.
How do you determine this? Who's the treasurer of the Pussyhead Gang?
Really, and it's like, exactly how are you going to set fees? No, this is First Amendment, the right of the people to peacefully assemble, and it's like, no. You're not going to start charging people from being able to dissent against the government. You know what? There are a lot of bad looks that he's been putting out. He said, when he was in Korea, I wish my people would treat me like this, like the exalted ruler.
Well, he wasn't in North Korea.
No, that's true. But seeing how the Koreans treated their beloved leader, he wants to be the beloved leader.
Yeah, he does.
And so he hates that there is this much dissent, but also any curbing dissent. I mean, this was the first guy that said he was going to find a way to sue the newspapers.
But even if you're right wing, say there's a liberal president, you wouldn't want the liberal president to hear your concerns? Of course you would.
Of course you would.
That's why this should not be a partisan thing.
I'm saying this is coming up because under this president.
Oh, I know, but I'm just trying to say this should not
be. It's not partisan. Anybody should be able to
listen, Obama certainly heard it from the Tea Party.
Oh, my God.
It cost like 1,000 seats between state, local, and national government. He said, I mean, listen, a lot of people were not happy with Obama. We could argue whether they should have been or not have been, but the fact of the matter, people were protesting up their wazoo.
Yeah, and you can't curb people's right to dissent. Not in the United States.
And with all the money our government wastes with our taxes.
Please.
And the big tax cut. Don't tell me you don't have the expense to do it.
Yeah, stop nickel and diming me with that bullshit. That just really makes me angry. They're going to have a meter maid out there. Oh, you said fuck Trump. That'll cost you $5.
It's our First Amendment right. Listen, if money is speech, then speech is speech. And you shouldn't charge money for it.
Right. Right.
These are your freedoms being taken away. And I don't want people to look at this as a left-right thing. I want you to look at it as an American thing. Go, even if you agree with this president right now and you don't like what the protesters are saying, and there's plenty of people like that.
Yes.
Put yourself in the other position because there's going to be a liberal in an office one day.
Eventually they're coming, and then you're not going to like it, and you're going to want to peacefully assemble.
Exactly. It's just a bad look.
Terrible. Terrible. It's not what we're based on.
Traditionally, no.
No.
Now it gets even more fun. This goes back a couple of years ago, but Vanity Fair just dug this up. This is when Ted Cruz was the Solicitor General in Texas.
I like that title.
Solicitor General?
Solicitor.
Okay. Now you're making Ted Cruz creepy.
Yeah, I did?
You did. He was a fine man before that.
Okay.
A sex pot, if you will. Ted Cruz helped write a 76-page legal brief defending the Lone Star State's ban on the sale of sex toys. Of course he did.
Of course he did.
Just put Ted Cruz's face on every fucking dildo. You won't need to ban him.
No one will want that.
His argument was ultimately shot down by an appellate court. Cruz was tasked with defending a state law banning the sale and advertisement of sex toys, or obscene devices, as he called them, an offense that punishable up to 2 years in jail. What are you in for? Butt plug. Yeah, well, bend over. You're about to get it again.
Here's a homemade one.
Yeah, really. The home version. In its brief to the U.S. Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, Cruz and his team argued that the plaintiffs challenging the law, a group of online retailers and Austin stores that sold sex toys, were not protected under the 14th Amendment's right to privacy. In fact, he continued, banning obscene devices was in the public interest, and the government should be granted police powers for the purposes of discouraging prurient interest and sexual gratification, combating the commercial sale of sex and protecting minors. Furthermore, using obscene devices, the state argued, was akin to hiring a willing prostitute or engaging in consensual bigamy. Cruz observed... This shit's real.
Cruz, I know.
Cruz observed that the law itself did not prevent people from using dildos or artificial vaginas in the privacy of their own homes, but unlike Lawrence versus Texas, the landmark Supreme Court case striking down laws prohibiting certain types of consensual sex, there is no substantive due process to right to stimulate one genitals for non-medical purposes unrelated to procreation or outside of an interpersonal relationship. His argument was struck down and the law overturned. The case is not about public sex. It is not about controlling commerce and sex. It is about controlling what people do in the privacy of their own homes, because the state is morally opposed to a certain type of consensual private intimate conduct, the court ruled in a 2-1 decision. I don't know. I don't know if we should have police powers confiscating dildos. That might be a little much.
Yeah, really. I mean, who are we putting in charge of that? You're going to have...
Well, I saw you have the handcuffs there, so... Yeah. and you know how to use them.
Yeah, I know. It's like, what are we going to do? Be having, like, you know, we used to, in the old days, they used to have panty raids. Now we're going to have dildo raids? Come
dildo
on.
Raids.
You know?
Drop the dildo, ma'am.
Yeah, it's like, you know, what... And that was the noise she was making before they walked in. The thing is that this is a ridiculous, ridiculous assumption on why would he even come up with this idea? I feel sorry.
Well, it wasn't his idea.
I feel
sorry. He was arguing for the state. It wasn't Ted Cruz's idea. He had the task of arguing.
Arguing this, which is just like so creepy. I can't even function thinking about it.
This is overreach. And, you know, the Republicans are supposed to be a lesser government. Yes, until you get the evangelicals involved.
Right, right.
It's like, really? How do you even enforce shit like this?
Why would you want to? Well, who wants to do that? Who wants to be the ones? And the bit that snuck up on me there was, we're going to protect children. What? Because the dildos on children thing was a big problem.
Well, I mean, I guess the argument is that it affects human trafficking and paying for sex. But I mean, we're talking about masturbation here.
Yeah, this is a solo sport for the most part.
Or using it with somebody else. I don't know if it affects sex. I guess you get so worked up that now you want to. I don't know.
No. See, the thing is, you get your yayas out, and then you're not, you know, like, how many priests do we have touching people?
Because
we're not allowed. Because they're not allowed to touch people legitimately, so they do it on the sly. Let people do what they want to do in their bedrooms. Why do you give a fuck?
Yeah,
they give a fuck.
And I don't know if a pocket pussy is like hiring a prostitute.
No. No, because that one talks and this one doesn't.
I think you just made a good case for the pocket pussy.
I think I did.
I'll tell you what, you're not doing good for your gender.
You know what?
I used to have this in my joke. I said, like, you know, if we have porn, we don't even need you women. But then I corrected myself.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Said, I'm sorry, I'm wrong. Oh, I apologize. We need you women to make us a sandwich when we're done with the porn. Joke hasn't been in the act in a while, but you know what? It might have to be time to bring it out right in the middle of this Me Too, a little fuck you.
Yeah, it's like, you know what? We don't need you. We're not going to bother with you then, you know.
We need you for sandwiches.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the same thing could be said that, you know, if you know, there were enough batteries for vibrators in the world, that, you know, some women would say, I don't need men anymore.
You don't. Except to kill the spiders.
That's it.
I don't even do that in this house. That's not even my job.
Oh, no. We catch and release.
Yeah, we have some big ones here. We let the wife handle that for the most part.
Yeah, I saw the big one that you have in the living room.
I like that.
Yes.
Okay. I wonder who is the time to pursue legal matters controlling masturbation. I mean, somebody thought of this. Someone's like, well, this should be an issue, and we should take this to God. Again, is there nothing more important to worry about?
Yeah, somebody was all up in arms about this and took their time to write this brief.
Listen, I think everybody, I think everybody should masturbate. You know why? Because you're chill afterwards.
Yeah, get it out of your system, literally.
Yeah, I mean, listen, you never hear about chronic masturbators.
Well, if you do.
Being murderers. They don't have the energy.
No, they're, you know what? They're happy as clams.
Well, they're not getting clams, so.
They're happy with fake clams. The thing is, leave people alone.
Well,
let them do what they're going to do. It's not hurting anybody, really.
Our final attack on freedom. I feel like I'm doing I feel like I'm doing a libertarian show tonight. I'm doing a libertarian show.
Okay.
You know,
I'm down with
it. Come after your freedoms.
Well, they literally are in this case.
Yes, or before. In parts of Virginia, anyone 13 or older who goes trick or treating can be sent to jail for up to 6 months. And no matter what age, trick-or-treating after 8 p.m. can land you in the clink for up to 30 days. Fines range between $25 and $100. While Chesapeake, Virginia's code is pretty strict, the city isn't alone. In many areas, going door-to-door, ringing or knocking, and expecting a treat for those over 12 is a criminal offense. And this goes back to my thing going, hey, you know what? You're depriving these kids of their ability to vote. And when they're old enough to vote. What you go to jail for? Trick-or-treating. Well, you can't fucking vote.
Well, I hope that they're not going to make it a felony to trick or treat.
It's a criminal offense.
So ridiculous.
You can go to jail.
So ridiculous.
Newport allows the activity through 7th grade or a 12-year-old person. But after that, anyone engaging in such behavior is guilty of a Class 4 misdemeanor, the same as many communities in the area. It also states no accompanying parent or guardian shall wear a mask of any type, perhaps in case they get tempted to trick or treat.
What the fuck?
Portsmouth allows it from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m., 12 and younger. Do we need laws on trick-or-treating?
No.
This is why people hate politicians.
Yes.
This is the shit. Cause and this is where, you know, when the Republicans go, and I don't know if this is a Democrat or Republican thing. I have no idea. But if Joe were here to make the argument over regulation, I go, you're fucking damn straight.
Yeah.
And they go, and Trucker Tom would go, well, you wouldn't vote Republican. If it was a bunch of Democrats putting this shit in all of this, I very well might vote for Republican. This is too far.
Yeah, this is way too far. This is ridiculous. Do you have too many problems with too many little ghosts and goblins coming to the door, and you can't look? If you don't want to give candy, you do what normal people do. You shut off the lights and you go hide in the basement.
Yeah, like you do with a Jehovah's Witness.
Yeah,
you the just, same shit.
You just avoid them, or don't turn off the lights. Just leave, you know, not answer the door and tell them to go fuck themselves. You might gonna get eggs.
How you get greeted every week when you show up?
Yeah, I wish you'd stop.
Sorry, I'm a bad man.
You know, or maybe people are gonna chuck eggs at your house or whatever. But that's part of the trick or treat thing. I hope that they don't actually commit vandalism. But if you don't want to be home, you go out. But this is some horseshit. Going to jail for trick or treating.
And how did they come up with the age of 12? Is it bat mitzvah age?
Yeah, really. I mean, like, did they decide, you know what, no more fun for you?
Once you hit puberty, it's over.
Yeah.
Now listen, I get it. If you're 80 and you're going trick or treating, you're not trick or treating. You're homeless and you're begging. I get it. I get it.
But I mean, like, I don't want 20-year-olds coming to my door asking for Snickers.
You know what?
But
there's so few and far between.
It's not
because you
happening.
Know what? Because they're going to Halloween parties and getting laid.
It's not happening. You know, you might get a couple of obnoxious high schoolers coming along, but most of the thing is, it's after school. The kids trick or treat. If you get trick or treaters at all, because they keep doing these, like, you know,
parking lot things,
trick or trunk,
open the parking lot
things,
which I don't like because then the prostitutes get out, and I don't like that at all.
No, well, don't bring your car there anymore.
I won't.
I don't like it because I like the kids coming to the door and, you know, trick-or-treating the traditional way. And I don't get nearly as many now because
no,
they do those
either.
Things.
And we probably get even less after the Halloween gift I bought, which will scare the shit out of me.
You know what? A little crying's good for the little bastards.
I'm really hoping for crying.
I'm hoping for crying
I'm
for
hoping,
you.
I might have to stay home just to watch.
At least screams.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's going to scare somebody. I'm looking forward to it.
I told
Next year, a guillotine.
Ooh. Yeah. I told the story on the air that I made this little perfectly ringletted blonde-haired, blue-eyed angel cry because I scared her jumping out of my bushes dressed as a witch and going, ah! And she started well to done. Cry.
Well done.
Yeah, I mean...
But, you know, Mr. Helix got scared when something jumped out of your bush. So, I mean, you know, it's always up for grabs.
But you know what? He stayed around. He's made of strong stuff.
He wanted the trick. Or the
Well, he was the trick.
Yeah. Well, you know? He turned a trick. Mr. Helix, shake that ass.
Yes.
Shake that little drumming ass.
Yeah, no, this is some horseshit. This is some overreaching horseshit right here.
I mean, basically, we could read about a kid was thrown into jail for trick-or-treating. That's what, I mean, who wants to read that story?
Yeah, I mean, like, 13 and a half, they just wanted to go out with their friends, wanted to get a couple of Twizzlers, and really?
I mean, how do you even report that? You call the police, I'm sorry, officer, there's a vampire with a 5 o'clock shadow that just came by in a house looking for raisinettes. I hope you're going to throw him in the hooscow. I mean, what?
Come on.
Is that where we're at?
This is the important stuff. We have so many problems as a country, and this is the horse that these people are worried about. I wonder, in like these little communities where they get on their Puritan high horse and are like, we can't have the children dressed like demons. Let's find a way to outlaw it. Because really...
So you think it was a Puritan thing?
You know, I wonder sometimes.
I think it was a get off my lawn thing.
Could be, but you know what? You put up signs, no trick-or-treaters or something. There are ways to deal with this besides...
Sure, you turn the hose on them.
Yeah.
Spray a little coyote piss.
There are definitely ways.
Yeah.
You know, you don't... You know, look, if your lights are out, the kids don't come to your house anyway because they know that you're not there. But if you decorate for Halloween, they're going to come and they want candy. Yes. It's not a crime.
Not yet. Well, it is.
You think, I just set a reasonable curfew so people aren't bothered, especially on a work night, you know, school nights and stuff. But don't, nobody's going to jail.
Listen, nobody wants the 9 o'clock trick-or-treater. I get it.
Yeah, I know.
But I don't know if we need to have a curfew about it.
Yeah, well, I mean, they do, especially the night before, which we call Cabbage Night. You know, when that's
not trick or treating. That's
no, that's the night for
front misdemeanors.
That's, yeah, that's the night for damage control.
Yeah, that's vandalism. That's, yeah, that's fucking different.
Yeah, it is. It's when everybody loses their goddamn mind.
And no accompanying parent can wear a mask, so you can't get in the spirit with your kids. Listen, there's some ugly fucking parents out there. They need that mask.
I prefer that mask.
You should. No, but I how do you enforce that? You're gonna have to take off your Princess Leia mask. Ma'am, take your hair out of those little buns. What are we doing?
What are we doing?
Somebody wrote that into law and it passed. That didn't get shot down when somebody brought it up. So, if I was on the board or something, like when we're making laws, and somebody said, "Really? Is that what we're doing? Can't we just worry about somebody's shrub has overgrown and we need to give them a ticket for that?"
Yeah, it's like it's blocking the stop sign on the corner of Maple and Park. You know, I mean, if I was at that town meeting, I'd have to get up and go, "Are you for fucking real? Really?"
I would wish them death immediately.
That's not a problem. That's not a problem in a town meeting. No.
No. It's just fucking people suck.
Stupid. Stupid.
But, I mean, the question is, does this cause lawsuits?
It could.
You know, because some 12-year-olds, they look older.
Yeah. Look, if you put my 14-year-old in jail for trick-or-treating, there's going to be an issue.
If you fine my 14-year-old $25 for trick-or-treating.
Really? For trick-or-treating. Yeah, there's going to be a problem.
I think there should be a force that you have to wear a costume.
I totally agree with that.
Yeah, you know what? Because if you're not, you're just begging, which I like too.
Yeah.
Listen, either wear a costume or hand out watchtowers. Those are your fucking options. Those are the options.
If you're ringing my door, you better be asking for candy or you're going to get to stepping because I'm going to smack you.
I will definitely ring your door and ask for candy.
Yeah, I'm not holding that broom because I'm a witch. I am. It's for
Scram!
Intruders.
Get off my lawn.
It's for intruders. Yes.
So those are some of your freedoms that are being taken away. You know, it goes from the basic important ones to this shit is just fucking absurd.
The last one has me the most outraged.
As well it should. You know what? Vote not voting. Who gives a shit? But trick or treating.
Trick or treating is sacrosanct.
So fucking stupid. It just tells you how crazy people are in this country.
Yeah,
how so much shit that you could do for forces of good.
Yeah, there's so many things that you could do and ways that you could spend your time and energy, but this is what we come up with.
It's a good thing we're here to call these people out.
Yes.
All right. I wonder if we're gonna get Joe back soon. It's been over an hour.
I don't know. He might have run into some friends. They might be having an Irish week. Yeah. Let's plan on not seeing Joe again.
You think so?
Let's just go forward.
Well, I'm not going to hold it up anymore.
No.
All right, so on the break, we have new music from 10th Electric with Brighter and Shiraz with Done Dirty. And you can learn more about them at deucemusic.com. So we'll take that break, and then we'll do some Ann Jackson. It's been quite some time since we've done some Annie Jackson.
Stories!
No, stories. Yeah, stories.